When we're working on comprehension with our English language learners, number one, a picture is worth a thousand words, okay? For English language learners who don't understand everything a teacher is saying, images can help to clarify meaning and encourage understanding. So when you introduce new vocabulary, you know, try to couple it with a picture. For example, in teaching Romeo and Juliet, right? Give your English language learners a handout with five or six vocabulary words that they're going to encounter in each scene that you're studying. The handout can have the word in English and then a picture and then a place for students to write the translation if they need to. So long or dense texts can be super overwhelming, you know, Romeo and Juliet to English language learners. So including images can boost comprehension and stamina. Two, with our English language learners, we really want to check for comprehension frequently. They're not going to tell you when they don't understand something because they don't want their classmates to know. So just use quick formative assessments that you can help, you know, can help you to determine when more instruction is needed. In assessing their student comprehension with our English language learners, like I said, check in frequently. After giving directions, check in with these students and have them restate the expectations back to you to make sure that they understood it. Model the task if it appears that the directions were not sufficient. So when you check for comprehension and provide clarification in, you know, a repeated fashion like this, it will help everybody in class, not just your English language learners. In many classrooms, they're using something called a sentence and paragraph frame, especially with less proficient learners. So for example, if students are asked to give evidence, you can use the sentence frame, "I know this because the text says blank." You know, it gives them just a model of something to use to get that discussion going. The sentence frames can also be helpful in writing activities. English language learners often find that writing activities are pretty daunting because, you know, high linguistic expectations of academic writing in a school setting. And providing that syntactic model might help lower anxiety. For example, if you're asking students to compare or contrast two characters or events, you might give them a frame like this one. Blank and blank are similar in some ways and different in some ways. They both blank. Also, they both blank. They are different because blank. Another difference is blank. You know, and the students just fill in the blanks. Chunking texts. This is another way to reach our English language learners because academic texts are challenging because of the complex academic vocabulary, the syntax, and the density of the text. So if we chunk the passages into short, manageable sections, our English language learners are going to have a lot more success with that. And then for each passage, you can just choose 2 to 3 key vocabulary words and provide pictures of those as well. After each chunk of text, they can also provide you with a one-sentence summary using the vocabulary words that you've given them that will help you to understand whether they've understood or not.